Wait! Don't use that toothpaste.
Why not? I want to clean my teeth.
That toothpaste is old, you know? You shouldn't use it to brush your teeth.
Oh, okay, well, I'll throw it away.
Wait.
What now?
You don't need to do that either.
Well, if it's no good...
It's no good for your teeth, but you can use it for other things.
Really? Like what?
Well, I can tell you, but only when we start today's article.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's do that now.
Okay.
Toothpaste. Not just for your teeth. You might have some old toothpaste in your bathroom. Don't brush your teeth with it, but don't just throw it out yet. You can use it to clean things around the house. Clean burned pots and pans. It's hard to clean burned food with just soap and water. Cleaning it off with toothpaste is much easier. Soon, the pot or pan will look like new. Remove stains from cups. Your cups might have brown stains from coffee or tea. Brush the stains carefully with a toothbrush and toothpaste. Then, wash off the toothpaste with water.
Word power!
Old. Old. My house is very old. My great-grandfather built it more than 100 years ago. My house is very old. My great-grandfather built it more than 100 years ago. Brush. Brush. I brush my teeth 3 times a day, once after every meal. I brush my teeth 3 times a day, once after every meal. Cup. Cup. Darren picked up the cup and filled it with coffee. Darren picked up the cup and filled it with coffee. Toothbrush. Toothbrush. Archie picked up his toothbrush and started cleaning his teeth. Archie picked up his toothbrush and started cleaning his teeth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we are talking about toothpaste. So that's why our article here says you might have some old toothpaste in your bathroom. Okay, now, we know what toothpaste is. We looked at it earlier.
Yep.
Here we're going to look at the adjective old. It's spelled O-L-D, old. Let's find out what it means.
Let's talk about the adjective old. Something that is old has existed or been around for a long time. It's the opposite of young. Now, if we think about old when we're talking about people, we can say someone who is 90 years old is old, but a baby, of course, is not old. Now, the 90-year-old has been in the world a lot longer than the baby. That's why we say old and young. Here's an example sentence. My house is very old. My great-grandfather built it more than 100 years ago. My house is very old. My great-grandfather built it more than 100 years ago. Old 的这个形容词呢，就是老旧的。那例句提到啊，我家房子非常老旧，是我的曾祖父100多年前盖的。那我们在用这个字形容事物的时候，旧的是 old， 新的就是 new。那如果用来形容人的话呢，老的我们用 old 的这个字，那年轻的就是 young。
Okay.
So, I do have some old toothpaste. Okay. What about you?
I actually don't have any old toothpaste. I use all my toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what's this article all about today? Toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Mm-hmm. What is toothpaste? Toothpaste 就是牙膏。所以呢，我们应该要拿这些旧牙膏来做什么呢？ What can we do with old toothpaste?
Good question. That's what our article is all about today. Here it says in the next line, don't brush your teeth with it, but don't just throw it out yet. Now, that's kind of what we saw in our introduction today. So let's find out why. But before we do that, let's talk about the verb brush. We said, don't brush your teeth with it. Now, brush is a verb. It's spelled B-R-U-S-H, brush. Let's find out what it means here.
Okay, we are talking about the verb brush here. When you brush something, you make it clean or neat by moving a brush back and forth on this thing. Now, for instance, you can clean your teeth by moving a toothbrush back and forth across your teeth. Now, you can make your hair neat by moving a hairbrush through your hair. You can even brush a floor to clean it. Here's an example. I brush my teeth 3 times a day, once after every meal. I brush my teeth 3 times a day, once after every meal.
Brush 在文章中呢，当动词用，它是刷的动作。那例句说，我一天刷3次牙，三餐饭后各一次。那 brush 这个字呢，也可以当名词哦，它当的就是刷子或者是梳子。但是注意哦，如果今天是扁梳的话，我们要说 comb, C-O-M-B, comb。So we shouldn't brush our teeth with old toothpaste, right?
That's right, but we don't want to throw it out either. But what did we mean by don't brush your teeth with it, though?
With 这个字呢，它是介系词，代表用。所以呢，不要用旧牙刷、旧牙膏刷牙，但是也不要把它丢掉。So what should we do with it?
Okay, well, let's get into that answer right now. It says here, you can use it to clean things around the house.
Oh, 我们可以用旧牙膏来清房子里面的东西。It's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. And did you know you could do this? I didn't know you could do this.
I didn't know either.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we learn something new every day.
Okay, so what can we clean with old toothpaste? It says here in the article, clean burned pots and pans.
Burn 这个字呢，它是动词，代表燃烧。那三态变化是 burned. 过去分词呢，在字尾加上 ed 就可以了。那过去分词还可以作为形容词用，代表烧焦的。所以我们可以用牙膏来清烧焦的锅具。
Mm-hmm.
So we can brush the burned pots and pans with old toothpaste.
That's right. Now, there's a reason we do that, and it says why right here. It says...It's hard to clean burned food with just soap and water.
It is really hard. 光用 soap, 肥皂和水很难清掉烧焦后附着在锅具上面的食物。
Okay, so here's what happens. It says cleaning it, that's the burned food, off with toothpaste is much easier.
To clean something off 代表的是清除某物。那用牙膏呢来清除烧焦的食物是比较简单的。我们看到 much easier, much 这里呢用来加强比较级 easier 的语气，也就是简单很多很多。
Okay, so you get some water, you get some old toothpaste, you get your brush, and you scrub, scrub, scrub. And here it says, soon the pot or pan will look like new.
That's right. 很快的又会是亮晶晶像新的一样。So what else can we do with old toothpaste?
Of course, we have plenty more things. That isn't it. You don't need to go buy all new pots and pans. You just use toothpaste. Here's another thing you can do. Remove stains from cups.Okay, so a few things we need to look at in this one, but let's talk about cup first. This is a noun. It's spelled C-U-P, cup. Let's find out what it means.
All right, we are talking about the noun cup. A cup is a small container that you use to drink things. Now, it can be made of glass, plastic, and sometimes even wood or metal. Now, it has a bottom, but there is no top so that you can put liquid in it and then drink.From it. Now, cups can be any size. They can be small, they can look like teacups, or they can be big, like the cups that you get at the movies. Here's an example sentence. Darren picked up the cup and filled it with coffee. Darren picked up the cup and filled it with coffee.
cup 就是我们熟悉的杯子。那我们例句说 Darren 拿起杯子倒入咖啡。那 cup 这个样子呢，它这个小茶杯的样子我们通常用来喝茶 drink tea、mm-hmm. or coffee 或是咖啡。那另外还有不同的容器名称，比如说 glass 就是玻璃杯， mug 是马克杯，还有大一点的 bottle 就是瓶子，还有去便利商店买的牛奶，在纸盒里面呢，我们叫做 carton.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, normally we use cups to drink tea and coffee.
Mm-hmm. I use cups to drink water sometimes.
有的时候可以喝水。
Yeah, anything that really is liquid. Right. It doesn't really matter. All right, so lots of words for those things、mm-hmm. that you can drink from, but we're moving on. It says here, your cup might have brown stains from coffee or tea. Now, what are we talking about there?
Brown stains,、mm-hmm. 咖啡色的污垢就是茶渍或是咖啡渍会沾在杯子上面。They make cups look ugly and dirty, right?、
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remove them. Remove 这个动词就是移除。
Now, I do have some mugs that have these brown stains. Just means I don't really wash it enough, but...
You have to scrub it.
Now I have to scrub it with some toothpaste, I guess. Okay, so what do we do? How do we use the toothpaste? It says here, brush the stains carefully with a toothbrush and toothpaste. Now here, we did learn about toothpaste before. Now we're learning about toothbrush. Now, it's spelled...T-O-O-T-H-B-R-U-S-H, toothbrush. Let's find out what this noun means here.
Okay, let's talk about the noun toothbrush here. Now, a toothbrush is a small brush that you use to clean your teeth. Let's talk about brushes, though, other brushes. Now, a brush usually has a handle that you can hold while you use it. Now, a toothbrush will have a long handle, but it will be thin, so you can hold it with your hand. Now, attached to the handle are lots of strong pieces of hair or plastic. Now, you know, in a toothbrush, at the end of the handle, it has those long strands of plastic. These pieces are what you clean things with.Here's an example sentence. Archie picked up his toothbrush and started cleaning his teeth. Archie picked up his toothbrush and started cleaning his teeth.
Toothbrush 就是牙刷啦。那我们说到 Archie 拿起牙刷开始刷牙。那我们之前学到的 toothpaste 是牙膏。Toothbrush 这边学到是牙刷，你会发现它都是用 tooth 这个单数牙齿的这个字后面再加另外一个字组成的。那同学们还记得吗？ Tooth 是一颗牙齿，那如果是复数的话，我们要用 teeth, T-E-E-T-H。那除了 toothpaste, toothbrush 之外，还有 toothpick, 那就是所谓的牙签，可以抠牙齿的。So, what do we do after removing the stains, Erin?
We'll talk about that in a second, but what I do、mm-hmm. want to mention、
yeah.
is when we use the word teeth,、
mm-hmm.
we don't use it with those other words. So we don't
That's
say...、
right.
Teeth brush,、mm-hmm. that sounds a bit silly. We only use tooth in front of those
right.
words.
Right, 我们只用单数要记得哦。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're scrubbing carefully the stains in your cup. You don't want to break your cup. And then it says here, then wash off the toothpaste with water.
Oh, 所以接下来用清水将牙膏冲掉就可以了。It's very easy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't have to worry aboutany more stains on your cups.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want to waste any old toothpaste either. We want to use everything that we can before we have to throw something out, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we've come to the end of what we're talking about with toothpaste today. We're not ready to leave you quite yet. We have more tips for you tomorrow. And right now, we are going to our magic box. We'll be back right after that for review time.
找亮点。
Hello everyone， 我们学过英文里啊，动词有 ing 和 pp 的不同形式，今天我们就来给他们一个名字好了。 ing 呢，因为常用在进行式的时候，我们就把它叫作为现在分词 ving。那相对的 pp 的形式呢，我们就叫做过去分词。那除了出现在不同时态以外呢，我们可以用来用这个现在分词或是过去分词来当形容词用啊！天哪，天哪，是不是太多词了，要搞混了？没关系，我们直接来看例子就很好理解啦。比方说，我们常常会看到这个resting area， 这里呢 resting 是 rest 加上 ing 变成现在分词，当形容词来形容 area 这个名词，所以呢意思就是休息区的英文啦。还有 boiled water， 这里我们看到是 boil 这个动词煮沸，加上 ed 变成过去分词当作形容词的用法，所以 boiled water 呢意思就是煮沸过的水啦。所以啊，类似这样的例子啊，我们以后看到可能有些字好像字词虽然没学过没看过，不过我们看了以后呢就可以大概猜出意思咯。比方我现在举个例子， Can you try to translate it into Chinese? At the beginning line, there is heated soup for all the runners. 你可以试试看把这句翻译成中文吗？
The answer is...在起跑线的地方会有加热的汤给所有跑者，你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome back to Review Time. We are going to review our word power words today. We're going to do it a bit differently this time, Elsie.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. We're going to do riddles.
Oh, time me.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay, so don't forget our four words were old, brush. Now, this brush, is it a verb or a noun?
Verb.
It's a verb.
刷的动作。
We did learn about it both ways, but our word power word was a verb today. We also did cup.
杯子。
And toothbrush.
牙刷。
Okay, so are you ready for your first riddle?
Yeah.
I am something you might see on a table. I help move something into your body. If you are thirsty, you might use me. What am I?
啊、如果你渴了你可以用我，那就只有杯子可以用啊。You are a cup.
Perfect.
I use you to drink some water.
Okay, here's your next one. I am a thing that you do. I move back and forth like this. I clean things up and make them neat. What am I?
You are a brush.
Or a toothbrush.
Royal?I am a brush, but I am something you do. What are you doing?
You are something I do.
是个动作。
所以是 brush as a verb.
That's right. Okay. I have been here for a very long time. I hope you still need me, but you might throw me away. How can you describe me?
Oh, because you are old.
Don't throw me away.
I have to throw you away. I'm sorry.
No, you're going to use me again and again, like our toothpaste.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I am something you need. You should use me at least 2 times every day. I help keep something in your body healthy. What am I?
You keep my teeth healthy. You are a toothbrush.
That's right. And of course, don't forget to use your toothbrushes at least 2 times every day for healthy teeth. All right, we are all finished for today. We have more toothpaste tips for you tomorrow, so come back and see us then. For now, we're saying bye-bye.
Bye.
Toothpaste, not just for your teeth.You might have some old toothpaste in your bathroom. Don't brush your teeth with it, but don't just throw it out yet. You can use it to clean things around the house. Clean burned pots and pans. It's hard to clean burned food with just soap and water. Cleaning it off with toothpaste is much easier.Soon, the pot or pan will look like new. Remove stains from cups. Your cups might have brown stains from coffee or tea. Brush the stains carefully with a toothbrush and toothpaste. Then, wash off the toothpaste with water. Old, old. My house is very old. My great-grandfather built it more than 100 years ago. My house is very old. My great-grandfather built it more than 100 years ago. Brush, brush. I brush my teeth 3 times a day, once after every meal. I brush my teeth 3 times a day, once after every meal. Cup, cup. Darren picked up the cup and filled it with coffee. Darren picked up the cup and filled it with coffee. Toothbrush, toothbrush. Archie picked up his toothbrush and started cleaning his teeth. Archie picked up his toothbrush and started cleaning his teeth.